This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bass. Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We are delighted you're here. And we broadcast 2 hours, Monday through Friday, from the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. And if you'd like to call us while we're live, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. We're live 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. We have a listen line. If you'd like to listen to us, listen to us as you travel or at home, 605-477-3249. Mike Parsons is with us today, and Mike Parsons has spent about 10% of his life behind bars for a crime he did not commit. How much time is that, class? How much time is it? 5.5 years. Well, it takes 4 years typically to get a bachelor's degree. Depending on the number of credits, you might be able to get a master's in 1.5 or 2 years. It's enough time to get a bachelor's and a master's degree. Time stolen from Mike Parsons. This is investigative report number 5, torture in the United States of America. So while many are watching the television and watching the convention, even paying for people to go to convention, there's an underbelly in this country that not everybody knows about. That's an outrage. Mike Parsons has experienced it firsthand. Welcome, Mike Parsons.
Good morning, Benson.
Mike, before we get into today's two-hour class on torture in America and exposing the element, I'd like to share with you a phone call I received. I recently received a phone call from Utah. A man by the name of Greg called me up, and he said, "You know, you used to be on this radio station, KYAH, 540 AM in Delta, Utah, and we thought we'd just give you enough time to figure out who's who and what do you think about Sam Bushman?" And I said, "I have no association with him whatsoever. None. I don't want to have anything to do with anything he's involved with. That includes the CSPOA, none of the people whom surround him, none of his contacts. I don't want any association with him at all." And they said, "Great." Because what happened was, I was on that radio station, and I was removed because I interviewed Sam Bushman. The backlash from the interview with Sam Bushman because of the so many people dislike him in that village. It's so great. USA Prepares in its entirety was removed. Not that it did, that the listeners, the class, didn't like what we had to say, but they disliked him so much more that we were removed. Well, because of the absence of Sam Bushman at USA Prepares, and Kurt Crosby, and Richard Mack, because of the separation between me and them, KYAH welcomed us back. And they're delighted to have us. And Mike Parsons, not only are they delighted to have us back, we are in the best time slot I think they have. We are in drive time. 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock hours. Mountain time. Local time, 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock in the afternoon. KYAH, Delta, Utah. We're honored, we're flattered, and we are delighted to be part of the family. Thank you so much, Greg, and thank you so much, KYAH. Mike Parsons,
Yeah,
comment?
I think what you're experiencing is the awakening of the masses, and those people that are not on drugs see things as they are, and when they see something that just doesn't smell right, they scrutinize it, and when they realize that we've got something in our midst that is not one of us, that at the end of the day, it's actually working against us. Oh, it might look like us and sound like us to a degree. It might show up at every one of our events, and it might be there with bells on, but at the end of the day, when it comes time for the rubber to meet the road to stand with you and to actually do something for the rank and file, well, it's conveniently not there. And I think that's what we're experiencing. I think that's what that radio station experienced, and certainly their audience. And I want to thank you personally, Vincent, for allowing me this opportunity, for you creating this platform. If not for you and this platform, people like me would not be able to share this information. And for those new listeners, we'll try to cover as much as we can, but not rehashing all the tragedies that I've experienced. But on the Genesis Communications radio station, GCNLive.com, there is an archive button for all of Vincent's shows. And last Tuesday, a week ago, hour number two, I discussed a lot of the tragedies. And then the previous Tuesday, Vincent had me on for 2 hours. If you have time, if you're interested, avail yourself of that. Because this is a story that is going on right now that you're not hearing about anywhere. And that's because the mainstream media doesn't want you to know what's going on. There are people under attack all across this country that are stepping out of the boat, that are outspoken, that are exposing the corruption in government and their communities. And the people are starting to wake up and realize that, you know what, the same people that were at one time Democrats are now Republicans. They're just putting on a new color, but it's the same people in control. Make no doubt, it's all about control. And that's what we're seeing right now, is people are starting to get tired, get fed up, and they've had it, and they're starting to engage. Well, I had my epiphany years ago, got involved by running for office, won the election was flipped, it was a rigged election, I found out how they committed fraud, I sued, I was railroaded into prison for 7 years for exposing corruption. No, I'm not a criminal, didn't break the law, did everything by the book. Unfortunately, when it's a rigged game, it doesn't matter because you're not allowed to win. You're not one of the in crowd. And so right now, they're coming after me, trying to railroad me back into prison for 10 years for a crime that doesn't exist, being in the vicinity of a gun specifically. And I've reached out to people like the CSPOA and Gun Owners of America and the NRA personally. Had all these people on the radio talk show that I used to have in Memphis once upon a time. All of these people have not responded. I've talked to their staff. No return call. No response. The letters, the emails, nothing. I think the reality is when the rubber meets the road, when it comes down to, will you stand with somebody who is basically asking a simple question, does the Second Amendment mean the right to bear arms shall not be infringed? If the Supreme Court has to rule on that at the end of the day, if they say yes, it is a supreme law, then all these statutes and made-up ordinances go away overnight. And then perhaps maybe those organizations no longer have a need to be there. They put themselves out of business. Perhaps the institution is more important than the cause. That's something that I ask you to analyze. Are the institutions supported by you and me at one time? Are they still worthy of that support? Or have they become self-absorbed and self-aware that their existence is the most important issue for them, it appears to be, because when it comes down to a simple question of eliminating all the laws and statutes that violate your God-given right to defend yourself, and i.e. the Second Amendment, which declares that we the people have a right to bear arms and it shall not be infringed, meaning no law shall stand against it, the Supreme Court's never answered that question. They've never been posed that question. Why? Because these groups don't want it to be posed. Remember, it was the NRA that helped get the 1968 Gun Act through, and I believe the 1933 issue as well. And where are these other groups? They're not staying with me. That's something you have to consider. When it comes down to potentially eliminating their need by solving the problem once and for all, working themselves out of a job, would they do that? Unfortunately, the answer is no. That's what we're going to touch on today a little bit, and exposing what you're seeing right now, the psychological conditioning in the media. What you're seeing is going on full force in the jails. Not only is it psychological torture in the jails, but there's actual physical torture. They come at you from all angles, and they're destroying this country from within. They're filling up the prisons. When I just was released back on June 29th, in the pod I was in with 34 men, if you eliminated drugs from everyone's charge except for me, everyone would go home. They were all drug-related, 100% across the board. So if you eliminate the war on drugs, guess what? You empty out the prisons and the jails overnight. But they can't do that because it's private jails, private prisons. There's money to be made, and the congressmen, senators, governors, state representatives, they're all on the payroll. Everyone has their hand in the pie. And unfortunately, statesmen like me, well, you get pushed to the side, you get railroaded, because I'm not a politician. I could care less about the office. The only reason I ran was to expose the corruption, reduce the size of government, protect my family as well as the rest of the community, and then at the end of the day, turn it over to somebody else, because with a much smaller government, we're taught to be independent, self-sufficient, and self-governing, which a republic requires. We no longer need a bureaucracy. We need to provide for us.
Class, you're hearing firsthand from my dear friend, Mike Parsons. My dear friend, Mike Parsons. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Mike Parsons is with us, and we're talking about torture. Torture in America. You know, Mike, you used to be a broadcaster. You used to have a radio broadcast on a radio station in Memphis, Tennessee, the very same one that I used to broadcast on, WMQM. And I was talking to the station owner, and I explained that, you know, you were back in jail, and he knew that, and he wanted to know, you know, if you ever get out, you know, he'd love to know what the story is. And so I offered the broadcast through you. I suggested you call him, tell him what's up, and offered this series of broadcasts that we're doing about torture in America, specifically Tennessee. What happened? What happened, Mike?
I called him, and I kind of anticipated this, but he wasn't interested in doing an interview. He wasn't interested in putting me on locally to discuss this. He really wants to stay out of it because, well, he lives close enough to the Old Boy Network that's pulling the strings to destroy me and my family that he dare not cross that unspoken line. And the interesting thing is that those people that used to listen to me, and I was on following Alex Jones in Memphis for, you know, over a year. I had the number one afternoon radio talk show host position for right at a year. And this is a guy who basically sell airtime to anybody, and that's all it was about. The interesting thing is that he presented presents himself as a patriot wanting to get the truth out. However, the gentleman that affected my railroading, the county executive that I was suing, immediately after I was railroaded into prison, the very next day, the person took my time slot was none other than a cousin of the county executive that I had sued that railroaded me in prison with his minions help, of course, the judges and sheriff and so forth. So how ironic would it be? What's the likelihood that the cousin with the same last name as the guy that I sued, what's the likelihood that he would end up in my time slot? Well, it's all by design. It's not happenstance. It's not coincidence. It's by design. It's to send a message to all the people out there that were my followers and listeners and fans and friends and family and you name it. They wanted them to know clearly, we run things. You see who's on board now? And, of course, they would call and say, why have you got that guy on there? That's a family member of the guy that railroaded Mike. They didn't care. It's rubbing salt in the wound. It's putting it in your face. It's like, we're here. We're taking over. Get over it. Yesterday, you saw at the Republican convention, one of the guests announced that the officers over the Freddie Gray case had been effectively acquitted. There's no charges going forward at this time. And the RNC crowd erupted into applause as though the cover-up of an obvious killing of a man in the custody of the police is a good thing. So you have to look at the fact that at one time conservatism was the blue state and Democrats were the red state because the Democrats were all about control and the Republicans won. I'm 55. I remember a time when Republicans were all about freedom, liberty, small government. Well, both sides now effectively are for large controlling government. It's all about control. It's all about obedience by your subject citizens. They have the code words, the authorities, you know, these people that are in authority over them, the leaders, elected leaders. Well, the Constitution wasn't designed to provide for elected leaders. It was designed to provide for maids and butlers to work for us at our pleasure. Well, now they've converted all of our rights and liberties into privileges, and that's what they're doing. And yesterday, they flipped the script again, right in front of your face, lesser magic, they flipped the script when these neocon radio talk show hosts at the beginning of the convention spoke out against the Trump campaign for blocking this procedure where these people that, you know, anybody but Trump supporters, they would rather have Hillary in there than Trump because they're the status quo. They're the establishment. They're the controllers. They're going to do anything they can to disrupt it. But apparently, it will stop. But yet, their mantra is that we see now Trump for who he is. He's the establishment. They flipped the script.
Mike Parsons is with us. Disturbing information. We'll talk a little bit more about that man who was on stage at the convention. I know him. We'll be right back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all, at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver, at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Mike Parsons is with us, and this is a two-hour special broadcast in torture in the United States of America. Mike, you mentioned the man who was on stage at the convention. His name is Sheriff David Clark, C-L-A-R-K-E. He's the Milwaukee County Sheriff in Wisconsin. I interviewed him in person. You know, I sat across the table from him for an hour several years ago at a convention, and I was involved in interviewing him live. And he said something like this. Now, I'm paraphrasing, but the message is accurate. That he told the people in his county that he cannot protect them. They need to get a gun and protect themselves. That's this guy. Then he says, Blue Lives Matter, right? In America. He wanted to make that very clear. And when I met him, he didn't have this beard that he has now. Well, then he talks about safety, right? He wants to keep everybody safe, or it's their job. And then he says that so many of the actions of the Occupy movement and Black Lives Matter transcends peaceful protest and violates the codes of conduct we rely on. This is still a quote. I call it anarchy, end quote. So he calls it anarchy. And he says that what they witnessed in Baltimore and Ferguson and Baton Rouge was a collapse of social order. Now you have to ask yourselves why there was this collapse of what he calls social order, or what he calls collapse of the social order. And I believe that's because people have less trust in the police, cops, and these guys in these black uniforms that used to be blue uniforms. They just don't trust them because people get shot when they don't respond fast enough, like, on the ground, on the ground. If you don't do it before that cop thinks of it, you just might get shot. I'm exaggerating. If you don't raise your hands fast enough, you might get shot. There's a video of a guy who the cops say, show me your hands, show me your hands, and he's walking away from the cops. Not running, just walking. This is a road stop, you know, a traffic stop, what they call a routine traffic stop. Well, I don't think there is such a thing as a routine traffic stop. And this white guy, he's confused, like, what's this all about? And when you look, there are multiple police officers, not one, not two, not three, at least four. They all have their guns aimed at this guy for what the Blue Plague calls a routine traffic stop. How does a routine traffic stop end in murder? It's like, show me your hands. And he didn't show his hands fast enough, so they shot him in the chest. Then they wanted him to show his hands. Well, the guy was just shot. Show me your hands. He didn't move fast enough because he was just shot. Bang again. Bang again. Show me your hands. Bang again. They killed him. So if you're wondering why there are protests in the United States of America, that's why. Because about a year ago or even more, we said right here on this broadcast to the cops, stop shooting us. Stop tasing us. Stop killing our dogs just because you feel like we're targets. Stop doing that. Stop speeding down the highway. Stop breaking the law. Because soon, or at some time, the natural progression of this is going to be all uniforms look the same. All uniforms will look the same from the front, from the back. And it doesn't matter who's wearing it. It would happen as a natural progression of the abuses by the uniformed plague on the villagers. We didn't call for it to happen. We said, we don't want this to happen. So take that stick out of our hand. Stop it. And of course, they escalated. And now we have these protests. And what happens in most of the protests, except for one, most of the protests that I've read about, the plague ends up with water cannons, tasers, beanbags, and beanbags. If you get shot with one of those, you're going to have broken ribs. Mace, OC spray. They have shields, body armor, batons, automatic rifles, handguns, handcuffs. They're ready for war. And the people are saying, don't you understand? You got to stop beating us. You know, instead of spending all this money on the police, how about spending this money on education, real education? Let's fix America through education. Let's start there. And preachers... preachers have fallen down. I don't go to church anymore, and I'm not going to, and I'm not going to give them any money. And I was going to do a commercial that says, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I've given too much money to the Catholic Church." I'm furious. I can't believe it. Let me give you another example, Mike. I'm sorry I'm off on this tangent. I'm sorry I've lost my temper. I was coming back from the hospital last night. I was really, really sick. I have pneumonia right now. And I also have one of those hospital infections. And I'm on the mend. And I can't believe it. I've actually been able to talk for a couple minutes without coughing. It's kind of a record for the last couple of months. We were in our vehicle on Interstate 44. This big bus was behind us. Pulls up behind us, backs away. Pulls up behind us, backs away. Pulls up, passes us. Speed limit 70. We're going 70. Passes us. Pulls in front of us. Passes the car in front of us. The truck in front of them. Who was it? I have a picture of it. It is a guy running for governor of Missouri. This is like a black bus. Well, it is a black bus. And it says John Bruner. John Bruner is running for governor. Now, this guy, he's not even governor yet. And his driver in this bus is violating the speed limit. So if you don't think there are two sets of laws, this guy was passing every car, every truck, every semi. I couldn't believe it. I watched it for miles. We paced this guy for miles. 77 in a 70. 10% above the speed limit. I met John Bruner. I considered voting for him, but not anymore. I won't vote. If he were my choice for governor, I won't vote. Why would I vote for somebody who violates the law? Feels he's above the law. Now here's what could happen, Mike. People could say, "Yeah, well, it's just his driver." Really? I'll tell you what. If I had a vehicle that had signage on it that said my company name or my name, I would tell that driver, "Don't you even think of cutting anybody off, passing anybody carelessly, violating the speed limit. You use your signals. You'll have to do everything right or you're fired." It starts at the top. The governor of New Jersey was involved in a car crash because he said, "Faster, faster, faster." He was going like an outrageous speed because he told the state police he wanted to go faster. That's what I'm talking about. This flagrant abuse of the speed limits. These guys think they're in charge. And when they do stunts like this, they put all of us near them in danger. Mike, I'm just trying to add one more small dot about what happens in America. There's them, defended by the plague, and then there's the rest of us, the villagers. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong, Mike.
No, they have a better than their attitude, and they're functioning under a code of conditioning to condition us that they're in charge. They're the authorities, the officials, the leaders, law enforcement. What can we do? Obey. Because there's the rule of law. And that's a big lie and deception that we're being told. Instead of being the sovereigns, the people in charge, a sovereign is a creator. Go to the old dictionary, go to the 1800s dictionaries. That word sovereign means creator. That's an attribute of God. He is sovereign to that which he creates, as we the people are sovereign over the government that we created. Go look it up. In the early 1800s, you'll see Webster's dictionaries quoted what a sovereign is. Today, they reference a sovereign king, a sovereign nation, a sovereign state. The script has been flipped. They want you to obey. In other words, you're a citizen, i.e. you're a subject, i.e. you're a slave. it's time to flip the script back. Don't fall for the okie-doke and stand up and take responsibility.
Mike, when I was in the waiting room last night at the hospital, they were talking, there was a news report talking about sovereign citizens. And it was about how dangerous these sovereign citizens can be. So you have these young, know-nothing, pleasant-to-look-at people on the screen reading text that someone else writes. It has to be. They can't be all that dumb. Talking about these sovereign citizens. And they're supremacists, and they think they're above everybody else. We're just, sovereigns just want to be left alone. And then there's the MIAC report, the Missouri MIAC. As soon as I stop coughing, I'll talk more about it on the other side of this commercial. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the theater, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Mike Parsons is with us. Mike, the MIAC, M-I-A-C, stands for Missouri Information Analysis Center. And on their website, it says the Missouri Information Analysis Center, MIAC, provides a public safety partnership consisting of local, state, and federal agencies, as well as the public sector and private entities that will collect, evaluate, analyze, and disseminate information and intelligence to the agencies tasked with homeland security responsibilities in a timely, effective, and secure manner. Now, below that it says MIAC is the mechanism to collect incident reports of suspicious activities to be evaluated and analyzed in an effort to identify potential trends or patterns of terrorist or criminal operations within the state of Missouri. MIAC will also function as a vehicle for two-way communication between federal, state, and local law enforcement community within our region. That's what it says. That's on their website, the MIAC website. Now, those guys issued a report years ago, and the report said, you know, be on the lookout. Police, be on the lookout, because if you see someone with a Ron Paul bumper sticker, that guy is a suspect. Someone with a Second Amendment bumper sticker, those are suspects. If they had the sign of the fish on the car, meaning Christian, they are to be considered suspects. And people who had stickers on their car that related to homeschooling. Those are the enemies of our government, right? Homeschoolers, people who support the Second Amendment, people who considered Ron Paul to be a viable candidate. People who wanted to live independently and not be under the thumb of an extreme oppressive government. I've been to a fusion center, not in, but I was right to the door. It's an unmarked building, cameras everywhere, very few windows. I know a guy that used to work for the fusion center. He called 911 on me twice to see if he could build a case and have me arrested. Who is he, a former cop? Mike, there are people who work really hard to cause problems for people that don't deserve it, and you're one of them. You're one of the people who doesn't deserve it.
Benson, when you start exposing their tricks, their techniques, when you start exposing them in a way that people can grasp, such as when you expose that the government is nothing more than a corporation posing as government. They're listed on Dun & Bradstreet, United States government, corporation. Every state in this country, every municipality, they're all on Dun & Bradstreet. They're corporations posing as government. When I went to court for over 8 months, I asked a simple question, what form of court is this? The judge said, I'm not going to tell you. Then I can't proceed without knowing the form of court and rules that may apply. I wouldn't know what to do. That's the trick. They don't want you to know. They want you to hire an attorney, one of their brethren, who's there to shoehorn you into a jail cell or a prison. It's a rigged game. Once you learn that it's a corporation posing as government, and you learn not to consent, even on the Republican National Convention last night, one guy said, we have freedoms and liberties in the country. We're only ruled by our consent. I wonder how many people knew the code that the guy just dropped. If not by your consent, you cannot be sent to prison. In other words, you're not subject to their corporate policies. And I asked the judge, I said, these statutes, they're not law, they're corporate policy, correct? He said, that's correct. Of course, I'm the only one in the room with the judge other than my wife and the bailiff and the court reporter and the clerk. They don't want these people to know this. They know that I know this, and I'm talking. And that scares the heck out of them. If you go to MikeParsons.org, you can read about it. If you go to anticorruptionsociety.com and you click on Lawfully Yours and read the Lawfully Yours tab, you'll find the Bond versus United States Supreme Court case where they admit the government is a corporation. They are beneath us.
Mike, hold that thought. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to. If you can defend your food supply from predators, you may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.